The Yankees in Seattle taking on the Mariners. Luis Severino on the hill trying to win for the first time in over 5 weeks. Pick up the action in the sixth scoreless game. Brett Gardner at the dish facing Felix Hernandez.
His next offering. Swing, club, right field. Haniger having to move back. He is looking, and this ball is gone into the seats in right field. Gardner's 16th. Haniger did not pursue for long. It has been the first run of the game, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead. For the pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. 100-mile-an-hour gas gets Zunino. The 0-2, strike three called. 97-mile-an-hour fastball just above the knees. Gamble is caught looking. Out number two.
Tony Reddy kicks and he delivers. Swing and a broken bat looper into shallow right field. Going to drop in a base hit. Headley will score. Gardner to third. Up with the ball is the right fielder. Haniger gets a throw in. Cut off by the first baseman. Valencia throw back to second. The turn there by Sanchez gets back to the bag, and the Yankees now have a 2-0 lead.
And the 2-0 pitch swung on. Ground ball wide at first. Way to his left. Cano in shallow right field. Spin move. He's got it. Throws wide to first. Gets on by Valencia. It gets on by Zunino. Gregorius will score. Here comes Frazier, and Frazier will score. Robbie Cano way to his left in shallow right field. Was able to get to it toward the line. Made a spin move, but the throw was wide of Danny Valencia off to his right. Safe at first, Headley. Gregorius kept running. He scored from second on the play when the ball got on by Mike Zunino. Frazier rounding third and heading home. He scored, so two runs are in for the Yankees. Here in the ninth inning, they now lead it 4-0.
The Yankees take it 4-1. Luis Severino wins for the first time in over 5 weeks, tossing seven scoreless frames, striking out six. Felix Hernandez, the tough luck loss, allowing just a run in seven innings of work. Mariners also completed a trade on Thursday, acquiring David Phelps from the Marlins for four minor leaguers. The Mariners fall to the Yankees. Manager Scott Servais spoke after.
It was an outstanding pitching performance on both sides. Felix was really sharp tonight. Really gave us everything he had and kept it right in check there. Obviously, the one mistake. The 2-1 fastball to Gardner for the home run. But, that team's obviously a very good offensive club. He kept him in check the whole night. Got strikeouts. He got ground balls. It was very impressive. And, giving us seven innings, couldn't ask for anything more out of him tonight. Unfortunately, the guy on the other side was, a little bit better. Severino was about as good as we've seen all year. I know we've had some, well-pitched games against us, but just the stuff that he fired out there, you usually don't see guys carry the velocity that late in the ball game. But we had some chances. We had first and third, nobody out in the fourth, couldn't push anything across there. And, we just get a big hit with runners in scoring position today. And, tight game, good ball game. We made a couple errors late that gave up, helped in their scoring, in the eighth or ninth. But, I thought Felix threw the ball outstanding tonight.
What was it about his outing that you liked when you looked at the
final? Well, I think, the understanding, working through that lineup. Obviously, they got a lot of power in there. Staying at the bottom of the strike zone. I thought he had a very good changeup tonight. The slider was good for a few innings, and he got the curveball working. And he really had all of his pitches working tonight. He's been very focused. His preparation coming in this game. He knew it was going to be a good game. We had a good road trip, good crowd tonight. And it's going to be a good series. Oh, they had really good pitching. I thought we had some good at-bats. We really did. I think we scratched out 10 hits. I didn't hit any over the fence, unfortunately. We could have used one of those tonight. But the at-bats were good. The guys were deep in counts. But their guy was, he had overpowering stuff tonight. And to carry that, like I said, that stuff deep into the game, it's tough to get him. We had a chance, just couldn't cash in.
First thing there, Gamble gets caught on the comeback or Severino picked. Is that a case of getting?
Severino's an athletic player. Made a really good play to jump up and get it. Understanding where the defense is behind him, the shortstop's probably going to make that play anyway. He's trying to move along on that. So, we've been better on the bases here coming out in the second half. That was one that got away from us tonight. Trying to stay away from making those outs on the bases. We got a really good offensive club, and if we're going to make outs, we'd rather have it come from the batter's box. Real awesome. Yeah, Dyson can really track it down. You're watching him and you say there's no chance he's going to get there, and all of a sudden, he does. So our guys have been really good, all year. That's why we lead the league in defensive runs saved from our outfield, and they showed it again tonight. Why?
This is the Felix, this is the guy you need in the second half.
Oh, no doubt. You know, we saw that the outing there before the end of the first half against Oakland. I thought tonight was more like that. It wasn't quite that sharp, you know, over in Chicago, but he was rolling tonight. It was great to see. We're going to need that consistency from him. It's going to be really important for us here, you know, as we get deeper in the second half.
What do you want to reinforce to him from
his outings? I think the biggest thing is focus, kind of where he's at in between his outings, is really important. His bullpen work, I know. And constantly, not so much tweaking things, but just understanding where he's at, what he needs to do to be ready to pitch on game day, and then get deep in games. And, you know, it was really good tonight.
Up next, the series against the Yankees continues on Friday with Andrew Moore on the Hill.